Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I love being in Philly. I love this organization. The fans are great, great people.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. Yeah, it's a football Friday. You're
football
damn right
Friday.
It's a football Friday, but there's a lot more going on than football in this town. And in the next 4 hours, we are going to cover all of it, and we're going to do it all with some humor and some fisticuffs.
Oh.
All right? I got to tell you the fisticuffs right now, because Al and I are about to go after it.
What happened?
Because I would like to declare at the beginning of this show, I am now officially a member of Team Daryl Morey.
Oh, good. Do
He's
nothing.
And Al Morganti is not in the Morey camp.
Yeah,
so we will have it out. It's not the only fight today.
No, what else?
Ah, boy. Nobody's talking about this yet. We're breaking this story at 8:30. Character actor Glenn Macnow in his new film, Al, dukes it out with legendary actor Nick Nolte.
He's still alive?
He's 80.
And wow.
From what I hear, I'm secondhand, I don't know, Macnow gets the better of Nolte in the latest film.
Oh.
Is that a story you're dying to hear, Al? Well,
Nick Nolte.
Yes, you are.
He's going to show his face after getting beat up by Macnow.
I don't know if beat up is the correct term. Glenn will explain the whole thing at 8:30 today. Mike Lombardi's on before that, Al. He'll sift through the debris of this Ben Simmons disaster. Dick Vermeil will be out at 8, Al, because I want to know if Dick ever had a coach or player who didn't want to be there.
Huh.
I got to presume that, right?
Sometimes in his great career.
We'll talk to him about that. John Clark breaking story after story.
Yeah, he does.
We'll be on at 9, Al, because John doesn't always get a chance to express his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to force him to name which side he's on here. And then Jay Black will be out at 9:40, Al, to explore whether or not Tony Romo can be arrested for stealing money. We got a lot to do today. I told you that. We got winners and weasels and all that other good stuff. But let me update you on the soap opera that has become the Ben Simmons story. Here we go. How do you keep track? Al,
you don't.
I'm driving down, and my son, who gets alerts, beats Rhea to the story.
And I was very upset by that.
Ben is not, technically not going to play today. He's not going to play today.
Yeah,
if you're planning to go to see Ben,
he's
not playing at the home opener.
Right.
But the story is Ben has acquired two problems in the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
He had no problems before that except a puss face, but now he's got a couple.
Yeah.
Well, he has back issues.
Yeah, bad back.
And he has mental issues. All right, he went, as we speculated, Al, he played the mental card yesterday. I'll say this, the mental card will take him further than the back problem.
Yeah.
The back problem, Al, they checked them out. Here's where he'll go. So he goes in, he goes, I got a bad back and mental issues. All right, these are separate reports from Adrian Wojnarowski and Shams Charania.
Okay.
All right, these are separate reports. Yeah. Shams had the mental thing. Adrian had the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, bottom line on it is he then went in, got checked out, got treatment for a fake injury. Could they give him a fake treatment?
Well, there's no treatment.
Can you imagine the person treating him for
it? I was wondering that.
With eyes rolling back in their head.
I can't imagine when you're there and you go, what am I treating you? We know he's not hurt. He's just using an excuse not to play. So you got the back, you got the mental, and so then everybody's going, all right, well, he's not going to play tomorrow night. And then Daryl Morey went on a rival station, Mike Missanelli.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey took the story and made it worse. You didn't think that would be possible?
No.
Daryl Morey announced. Now, what you're missing here that I'm saying, he's playing a negotiation in public. Now.
Yeah.
He had been in hiding. Daryl Morey, the GM of the team, had been in hiding for weeks, maybe months. No one had heard from this guy. Then he goes on their flagship station for the Sixers, and he says, here's what he said, Al. I'm playing the long game. Really long game. 4 years if necessary. You don't believe he thinks he's going to sit Ben for 4 years? Oh, you don't think that?
Why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't
you? Said he's not kidding.
What did this organization
say? He just wants Ben to twist in the wind.
How long was the process?
How long was the process?
4 years.
Oh, the process was at least 4 years.
Yeah.
Did they let him sit out his rookie year?
Are you trying to say he called Sam Hinkie and Hinkie said... Hinkie, his former pal who worked together at Houston, and Hinkie said... Play the long game. 4 years. I did 4 years. It wasn't that hard.
There's no time for a long game for the Sixers.
So anyway, Morey goes on and he says that he is not going to trade Ben Simmons unless he gets a star of equal value.
Really?
Well, what is the value of Ben right now? He doesn't shoot.
He's not playing.
He's got a horrible attitude. What is it? Who wants him?
I don't know.
Who wants Ben?
Well, that's why I don't understand what long game do you have to play? You have a guy with a bad back and a bad attitude.
The long game is he wants Ben to get nervous. You understand that, Al? That's what he's doing. He's going, am I reading this right?
Yeah.
He's going, let me make this more uncomfortable for Ben. He doesn't want to play in Philadelphia. He's going to make excuses not to face the Philadelphia fans. So what I'm going to do is announce he has no choice. Unless he doesn't want to get paid. I don't think he got paid yesterday.
Well, if
you're
injured.
They cleared him to practice. He wouldn't practice. That tells me.
Not if you claim you have an injury.
You've got an injury, you get paid. Yeah.
You get paid.
But what if he didn't have an injury?
Yeah, but you can't quantify a back injury. Back tightness? I don't think there's an MRI for that.
I have back tightness. I'm here today.
I'm dragging my left leg around right now.
I saw that.
I feel good.
But other than that, your life is peachy keen.
Oh, God, yes.
All right. Anyway, let me give you an update on what's been happening. Some cuts that I want to play, because the whole country, Al, is debating Ben versus Morey now. Morey put himself, at least Morey got involved. I'm happy that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll start with Chris Broussard of ESPN, Al, because he is predicting that Ben soon will crack.
Both sides are dug in, Rob. Ben Simmons is firmly saying he doesn't want to play for the Sixers ever again. And Daryl Morey is saying, I'm not trading you until we get a good deal. And if we never get a good deal, then dude, you're going to be sitting out of basketball for the next 4 years. The bottom line, we've already seen that Simmons has cracked before the Sixers because he wasn't going to come to training camp. And he showed up.
All right. So Broussard thinks Ben will crack. How's he going to crack? He's going to have to face the fans. I don't think he'll do that. He's rich. He doesn't have to hear us. He can avoid us for the rest of his life and still stay rich with Mama Jaya and Jama Maya.
Oh, she's gone. Yeah, she's probably gone.
You haven't heard anything about that in about a month.
There's more there, believe me. There's a lot of other little stories that are associated with this. Don't rule Adele out either. She's in the middle of this somewhere. She's dating his agent, Rich Paul. Don't rule her out. Anyway, let's go next to Charles Barkley on PTI. Pardon the interruption, ESPN. And he is saying enough with this.
Listen, one thing I know about Philadelphia, those fans are not going to forgive him. It's time for Ben Simmons to move on. The Sixers, they made a mistake anyway, suspended him for 1 day. They should have suspended him for 5 days. Yep. The notion that everything was going to be great in 24 hours, that was one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. If they were going to make that decision to take him away from the team, they should have gave him a 3-game or a 5-game suspension. But suspending him for 1 day, that was just stupid.
He's right about that.
Yeah.
He really is right about that. Did they think after 1 day everything would be okay?
You can stop after did they think.
Yeah.
Well, that was bad. Al, Vince Carter, former great player, went on ESPN and demanded free Ben Simmons.
It's time to move on. It's a strained relationship. It's time to move on. It's time for the organization to figure out what they can get out of it. You don't want to take that chance on saying, hey, we're going to wait to see if we can if James Harden is around at the end of the season for us to make a trade on. You just kind of get the best possible deal that you can.
All right. So a lot of people checking in what's going on.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing it better than icon Eagle Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce yesterday, Al, captured precisely what it takes in this city to win the favor of the fans. And it's not a championship, although he won one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not about that, Al.
No.
And he starts by pointing the finger at both Ben and the Sixers organization. Listen to this.
What's going on with the 76ers, Ben Simmons, stuff like that? All that is because of a lack of accountability, a lack of owning up to mistakes, and a lack of correcting things. If all that got corrected, if you're fixing free throws, if you're getting better as a player, none of this is happening. So you can, everybody can complain about, you know, how tough this city is to play in. Just play better, man. The city will love you.
Wow. How perfect. Al, you couldn't script anything better.
No.
It's perfect. He gets it. That guy will be loved by few others.
Yeah.
You know why? He answered the call every game.
Yeah.
Gave his best every game. Said the right honest things. Answered questions with honesty. This is nowhere near as complicated as Ben is making it seem. Nowhere.
No.
It doesn't take all that much. Just be genuine and give an honest effort. So simple. Honest effort, honest words equal success in Philadelphia. Not hard. Let me give you one more from Kelce. So much of what he said was great. Here's where he said what Philadelphia wants.
Yeah, this city really appreciates accountability, appreciates people being very honest, real, emotionally invested, caring. You know, I think there's a lot of people that say it's a hard place to play. I think it's pretty easy, to be honest with you. You just go out there, play hard. You want to be loved in the city as a baseball player, run to first base. F-ing love you.
I had a couple of blips in there. I even enjoyed those.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, run to first base.
Yeah.
How often have you said that?
Utley, yeah.
If you realize if somebody came to this city as a star and all they did was listen to WIP, they would soon learn the blueprint for success in the eyes of the fan. Mm-hmm. You realize that? Mm-hmm. And these guys are so insulated from the real world that they don't even see that. Al, I now would like to formally declare I am 100% on Team Morey, because Daryl Morey is going to torture Ben Simmons.
Yes.
That's what he said yesterday. My only plan right now is to torture the second best player on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I say to that? Amen. Hallelujah. You with me, Rhea?
1,000%.
Al, Team Morey.
He looked like the village idiot.
This lady just is walking by. She's on team. She high-fived me, which is not medically approved of in the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't care. You're a good lady. Nice job, lady. All right, anyway, I just got a high-five.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even 6:15 yet. It's a good start.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where we are on this. Let us go to the phones and start this off with a very unhappy. Say what, guy? Dave.
Really?
Dave, you're not happy?
Hey, good morning, Ange. Ange, I have to tell you, man, I've been watching Philadelphia sports for at least over 50 years.
Right.
You know? And there was a time where you can go watch the players, whether it was football, baseball, and it was all fun. You know? Now you've got these players doing anything and everything they want to take the joy out of sports,
Ooh.
You know, and it's sad. It's sad because sports, what's going to happen, it's going to have a snowball effect. When people say they can lie so they don't have to play because they don't have to be on this team, it's sad. It takes the joy out of enjoying a pastime thing you do, whether you get off of work, you want to go watch a game or watch the Phillies, the Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, whatever. And now you got to worry about, oh, this guy don't want to, if I don't like this or something happened now, I'm going to do what I want to do. It's sad, Ange.
All right, Dave, I'm not going to argue with you because you're following this on a day-to-day basis. And I am not somebody that can give you an honest counter-argument to that because I do this job. And what's going on right now with Ben Simmons is one of the most interesting situations I've ever encountered. You know what this is? Dave, you got to look at it. Maybe this will make you appreciate it more. We have had this tug of war for years between these coddled million-dollar players versus teams that are trying to manage them as their egos go completely amok, right? Isn't this a fascinating test case as to what happens when the team pushes back? Don't you want to see who wins?
Well, you got to think about the whole picture. And, you know, kids go out and buy Simmons jerseys and stuff like that. These kids look up to these athletes because they want to be like them, you know?
I understand that. But you know what? This day and age, I'm not sure they're doing that as much. So many of these big stars are also jackasses. If you have a little kid, you have a little kid.
I do.
I don't think I would tell him to follow. You know what? I would tell him to follow Jason Kelce. That's a guy who gets it.
Kelce,
you
Brandon,
gotta
Graham.
You got to pick your stars more carefully now, Dave. Dave, always a pleasure to talk to you. Don't lose your joy.
Yeah, there's two guys on the Eagle. I mean, Brandon Graham is a treasure. You want to talk about a guy who's an actual treasure? That's him. That's Kelce.
He's a treasure.
Yeah. And there's one other thing I want to mention right here in the first segment now, because I noticed the other day that Rich Paul, I guess he is the most influential agent in the NBA, right?
Yeah.
He's got LeBron James, so that would make him super important,
he's
right?
Clutch, yeah.
He's at courtside at the Lakers game. Next to him, a svelte, gorgeous Adele, all right?
Okay.
And I keep hearing people say, well, you know, she's coming out with a new album.
Yes.
Right.
In November, and they dropped their first song this week.
Right.
The same week. Yeah. Isn't it time Ben Simmons face the music?
Help me, baby. I was still a child.
Now, I think she's making a cry to the fans to go easy on Ben.
That ain't happening.
No matter where he goes, that ain't happening.
I'm just finding excuses to play Adele.
Oh, yeah.
I love Adele. Mm. I love Adele. I think it's fascinating that she is a subtopic.
Isn't that amazing?
I love that part.
We have more subtopics.
Now I got Jason Kelce involved.
Exactly.
This story has tentacles that reach everywhere.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
I did not have Jason Kelce commenting on Ben Simmons on my bingo card
I'll bet you didn't, Rhea. I'll bet you didn't. Al is not in Team Maury. Let's talk him into it. 215. I got Tom. I got Jim. I got Lamont. I got you. You will get on. Call right now. Winners and Weasels coming up a little later in the hour. 215-592-9494 from the Borgata. WIP Sports Type 660.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Well, another day, this one happening to be the Sixers home opener against the Nets. And another Ben Simmons issue. Simmons reportedly showed up to the Sixers facility for a workout, but ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski says he left after being treated for back tightness. The Athletic's Shams Charania reporting Simmons is not mentally ready to play for the team. Meantime, Daryl Morey telling 97.5, this could go on for 4 years. That, of course, would be the time left on Simmons' contract unless Simmons is traded for a difference maker. It's Window Nation's Fall is Calling sale. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, you get four free. There's no limit. Plus, pay nothing for 2 full years. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Mix of sun and clouds. A high of 70. It's currently 62. To stream 94WIP, go to the all-new 94WIP.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.
out, O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.